WQK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey sis, missed you this morning. Kim told me you weren't feeling well, so I'm just doing a self-care check.
Ah, thank you, friend.
How you doing?
Girl, listen, my energy was so low because I didn't eat breakfast when I got up, so I had to miss virtual yoga with y'all.
Trust me, I understand.
But I'm doing much better now that I've eaten, so I'm back on track.
Great. In that case, let's get some steps in tonight. I'll come over and we can walk around the lake.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being in my business, too. Now, let me get in yours. Did you check your blood pressure today?
I did that and my squats, okay?
Okay.
High blood pressure is not going to be my friend if I can help it. See you at 6?
Let's get it. See you then.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Check in on one another and be a part of a healthy blood pressure movement. Rally Your Squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf. Ooh!
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Yeah, whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You are listening to pre-recorded content on Devil Radio. To see our station's entire live lineup, check out devilradio927.com.
Room where it happens, the room where it happens. I want to be in the room where it happens, the room where it happens.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. That bourbon is warming my tummy because I didn't eat breakfast.
Neither did I. My lips are numb.
Do you drink a lot of bourbon?
I don't.
Okay.
But I did do the chew.
You did do the chew and it helped, right?
It makes an enormous difference. It really does.
I'm going to have to teach my parents this because I turned them on to bourbon and they like it. But I feel like this is a good trick.
It really is.
That was beyond just the app suggestion. The bourbon chew, the Kentucky chew.
It works.
Thank you, Steve Palak. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, talking about the room where it happens, our next guest is in one of the many rooms across the state and across the country where it's happening today. She is a poll worker, but she is also a communications consultant and the host of the CW18 and My24 series, Connect MKE, Conversations About Race. We have back, for the second time, Denise Calloway. How you doing, Denise?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
You know, we're here. It's election day. Things are wild. We're trying to have some fun while also knowing that there is a lot on the line. And so how is the polling booth where you're working? How's the traffic been today?
The traffic has been really great. It's been steady. No problems, no issues, and lots of new voters.
That's great. So there's a lot of people who have been coming with their proof of residence and their ID to register to vote?
They have been. So that's good.
Is that so? Because you told me when we were talking about doing bringing you on that you've been doing this for a long time. And so is that always
a while for like three or four elections?
Still, so. I mean that's more than a lot of people. So first of all, thank you for doing that, for being a poll worker, because that is an incredibly important job that doesn't get the recognition that it deserves. But is that always a good feeling? Is when someone comes and is registering to vote and voting for the first time?
It is, and I'm really more of a poll volunteer. I work with my sorority sisters from Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Kappa Beta Zeta chapter, and we volunteer to person a local poll, and it's a very rewarding experience, and it's especially rewarding when you see people coming in to, you know, for the first time to register to vote.
Denise,
you're glad you're there.
Yeah.
are people nice to you, Denise? Because I always try.
Very much so.
I'm always worried because there have been so many threats and so many angry things in the last couple of years, and I always try to thank the poll workers, and I hope others do the same.
Well, we have had just really great folks, people who are enthusiastic to vote. We have a little line of people before 7 o'clock who are ready. And people are just really very kind when they come in. And we just do our very best to make sure that they have everything they need so they can vote and their vote counts.
That is great to hear. So with beyond voting today and being at the polls today, there's also this week is the final episode of the year for Connect and MKE Conversations on Race. And the last time we had you on the show, it was the third episode of the year, or was it the second?
The third episode of the year.
Okay. Yeah. So this week,
now we're in our last one for the season.
And so what different features? This one is more about the theme of access, correct?
It is. You know, and we've really talked to a couple of different organizations about what access is and what it looks like. Even really just understanding the different kinds of access that there are.
And when we say access, what does that mean? Is it access to services? Is it access to care? Or how do you define it in this episode?
Well, it's really kind of all of the above. One of the things that we did was we talked to Frederick and the Medical College about a project that it's been working on called Population Health. And the idea behind Population Health is really kind of twofold. First, how do we make sure that people are able to access care? And that's more than just necessarily having a clinic or a facility nearby. It's nearby, but is it only open Monday through Friday from 9 o'clock till 5 o'clock? But it doesn't have weekend hours. And when you look at the medical equipment, is the medical equipment up to date? Is it on a bus line so you can depend, if you depend on public transportation, you have a way to get there? So it is about location, but it's also about what the facility itself is like and how easy it is to be able to get to an appointment. So that's one thing that we're talking about and that Frederick is really focused on when it talks about the access. With Frederick, the access is also really taking a look at, are you accessing all of the healthcare opportunities that are available to you? One thing we don't always think about do you have a primary care physician? Or are you just going to urgent care every time you feel bad? So urgent care can be very accessible to you, but if you don't have a physician who's your partner in your own care, you're really kind of out there on your own. So you may be able to get good access to urgent care and they treat you well when you're there. But if you don't have somebody who's your partner and kind of mapping out how to take care of yourself, you're not accessing everything that you can to make yourself as healthy as you can.
We're talking to communications consultant and host of CW and My 24 series, Connect MKE Conversations About Race, Denise Calloway. And so there's the access to healthcare. And so in this, the upcoming episode airing this week is, first talk to someone from Frederick, but then there's also the access to money and support for small businesses. And I know this is something my husband, who's worked in restaurants and owned restaurants, I know that he was talking about often so many of the people who worked for him, whether it was in the kitchen or wait staff, they didn't have bank accounts. And so when they would cash their paychecks, they would always be getting a cut of their paycheck taken from them by the place that was cashing their paychecks for them. And so is that part of the conversation when you're talking to U.S. Bank?
Well, it's the conversation with U.S. Bank really focused more on what small businesses need and really kind of honed in specifically on what some of the unique needs are for businesses owned by people of color and by women. How do you access capital, right? How do you access the money that you need to be able to start and build your business? And again, we talk about that partnership piece. It's important to have a financial partner who understands what your goals are, what you want to be able to do, and how you want to be able to get there. So one of the things that U.S. Bank really has done is that it has staff who specifically work to address those unique needs and concerns of women-owned and businesses that are owned by people of color. And it's not just about helping people with the money part of it. Well, money is important. Unless you're the person who won the $2 million out in California, then I guess money is no object. But for everybody else, you know, accessing that money is important. But so is connecting folks to people who can help them with some long-term business planning. Connecting them to other people in the community who may be able to help them, you know, if they're trying to figure out how they reach potential customers, to really be able to help them with that. And so they connect them to other parts of the organization, or in some cases, other nonprofits that are really working to help businesses grow and thrive.
And that's so important. Like, I think that's one of the things that we don't always understand, especially if you've never even tried to open a business. But in the attempt to build something, often you need access to capital. And sometimes that it comes from a wealthy family member, but oftentimes it comes from a bank. And so how do you find the avenues to that? And so, and then the last conversation that's part of the Conversations About Race series, which is the final episode, is airing. Well, last night was November 7th. It was on My24. And then tomorrow it's on from 9
to 10. Tomorrow it's on from 9 to 10 on CW18.
Great.
But then we're having an air several other times during the month of November and into early December as well.
Oh, great. Okay. And so the last conversation you're having on this episode is with County Executive David Crowley and his vision of Milwaukee County. And so how does that fall into the theme of access?
You know, that was so interesting because we really have the chance, and viewers will get to have the chance to hear him kind of talk beyond the sound bites that you get about what the budget is about. So many times, you know, again, the budget kind of drives what happens in Milwaukee County. But so many times you hear those quick little sound bites on TV, or you're saying, well, this is what's going to happen to my property taxes. He really talks about the budget as a vision for the county. And a big part of that for him is access. His goal is that in 10 years, Milwaukee County becomes the healthiest county in Wisconsin. So how do you do that? One of the things that they've done is they've put money back into Milwaukee County parks.
Mm.
And, you know, the parks are usually one of the first places historically over the past 20 years even where budgets have been cut. And his feeling is that everyone needs to be able to access our parks. It's an important part of our health, both our physical health, if we get out and walk in the parks, as well as our mental health. Just being outside and connected to nature is something that's really important. He's also spending over $21 million to bring health care, both physical health and mental health, to bring that back into the community. It's really an investment in helping people regain their health, get healthy, and stay healthy.
Well, I'm so excited to watch the episode. So remind us one more time when people can watch the Connect MKE Conversations About Race.
Great. So the upcoming episodes are tomorrow night, November 9th, from 9 to 10 on the CW18. Then next Wednesday and Friday, you can watch the shows as well. Wednesday from 7 to 8 on My24, and then on Friday the 18th from 9 to 10 on CW18. If you follow CW18 and My24 on social media, they also promote the other times that are coming up later in November and in early December as well.
All right. Denise Calloway, thank you so much for joining us today. I can't wait to watch the episode. And thank you again for all the work that you're doing at the polls. Stay safe and register some more voters. All right. Well, we're going to take another break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hey there. there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies overnight with a chance of scattered snow showers. Lows dip down to about 19. Westerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 26. Overcast tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 15. A dusting of snow overnight with another inch Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We have a little more than a half hour left. The show is flying by.
It really is.
And so I didn't, it was interesting trying to plan for today's show, being that it's the first election day show that I've done. I guess you've done more of these.
I have. Certainly not in this format.
Yeah.
You know, my role has changed much over the years, and for so many years I was just in music radio, so our extent of coverage was go vote.
Was that really what it was? It was just like, it's election day. Like, we're not going to talk. We're just reminding you.
Might have been a mention in the newscast, you know. But I want to say at some point, even the newscast kind of went away.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So it changed a lot.
And it's interesting, especially having Steve Palak here earlier, as far as this is probably a deeper conversation for another day, but the difference between doing music radio versus talk radio and how much you get your quicks, like comments off, versus having a lot of airtime to really talk about it and get into it and fill and like what, because you've worked in both. And so what do you feel like the biggest differences are, without having, you know, what you can say on the radio, as far as what do you feel like the differences are between news radio, talk radio, and music radio?
Well, music radio, at least for me, I would have about 45 seconds to say whatever I needed to say. 45 seconds to a minute. So I got really, really good at a lot of information in a very small amount of time.
Yep.
Or at least with choosing my words very carefully, because there just wasn't enough time. News is, you have a little bit more room, but talk radio is, and that's a skill, being able to fill a large amount of time without stumbling over yourself and going, it's a lot of time to fill.
Yeah.
And you have to trust your own instincts that you're not going to walk yourself off a cliff, I think, sometimes. You know what I'm saying? You need to have some kind of endpoint in mind.
Well, it's that, and it's also what I've said this before, especially having kicking off today's show with the comedians that we had on here, who, similar, I would say, to me, as far as, I have not done as much stand-up as them, but I grew up doing theater, and there was something about a live audience that helps you feel like you are on the right track.
Sure.
Versus your gut instinct when it's just you in a room and a box. And I have to imagine this is not just talk radio, but it is like, I hope that they like this.
Absolutely.
And so the gut check as far as are we on the right track really just comes back to your own instincts, because you don't have an immediate feedback loop of, yes, they're laughing, let's double down on this.
Yeah. It's that, and that's one of the wonderful things about being on stage, is that instantaneous feedback, mm-hmm. that instantaneous, yep, like you said, I'm going, this is going the right way, and it gives you energy, and you just, like you said, you have to rely a lot more on your own instincts.
Absolutely.
And hopefully people will like it.
Hopefully people will like it. I think people
like us.
I think
really
people
like
this show, you know. We're all 12 of them out there. No,
all 12 of, we love our 12 listeners.
We love our 12 listeners. We love everyone who texts in. We love everyone who calls in. This is a reminder that tonight, well, if you want to stick around for Civic Media on all of our different stations.
All kinds of coverage.
All kinds of coverage. But I will be on Devil's Advocates at 4:30 across all of the different Civic Media channels and stations, and then I will be anchoring from 7 to 8 the kickoff of our special broadcast of the election results tonight. Obviously, we will not have any results when I'm there from 7 to 8 because the polls will still be open.
Yeah.
But Luke Mathers will be on there with me, helping to produce, but also, you know, just kicking around ideas as we talk about probably what races to look for. Down ballot races are going to be really important as far as them being super close. Mm-hmm. And when it comes back to the Republicans having a super majority in both the Assembly and the State Senate, because I'm not going to say that it doesn't matter, because in a situation where Tony Evers wins again and is governor, and there is also a supermajority. But can you just imagine that? I mean, it is, I've yet to have anyone logically explain how that makes sense. Because the go-to is typically, well, there's just, you know, all the Democrats in the state just live in Madison and Milwaukee.
That's not true.
And it's not true at all. Like, this is, like, Chicago to Illinois is not how Milwaukee and Madison are to Wisconsin. In a place like Illinois, I think something like 3/4 of their population lives in the larger Chicago metropolitan area, as far as between the city proper, but also all the suburbs sure. around Chicago. And so that area is very, very populated, and the rest of the state, not a lot of people live there. As when Steve was on, we said it's just shy of 6 million people live in Wisconsin. The entire population of Milwaukee and the entire population of Madison does not even equal 1 million people.
Wow, really?
Milwaukee is just shy of 600,000.
Yeah.
As far as at least what the 2020 census said, we've gone down in population. Dane County grew, and so I think Madison is somewhere like 330,000-ish. And I'm not great at math, but I don't think that adds up to 1 million people.
I am almost fairly certain that does not.
That 550,000 and 300,000.
Is not, no.
Yeah, we does not get to 1 million. And so when you think about in 2020, when 1.6 million people in Wisconsin voted for Joe Biden, and basically 1.6 minus 23,000 voted for Donald Trump, that's a big gap between 1.6 million people and the population of Madison and Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And that's also assuming that everyone in Madison, Milwaukee votes Democrat, which they don't. And so there are Democrats across the state. And because of the way that the districts are drawn, we still have a potential that we're going to have a supermajority. And yet the election for governor is
so close.
A dead heat.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're going to keep talking about the election because we still got a half hour of this show left. So stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Get too famous for us, and then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was gonna say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AsiaRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. It is our Election Day show, and I think we've struck a pretty good balance as far as talking about the election, having some fun, telling some jokes,
drinking a little bourbon.
I was invited to drink some whiskey into the wee hours, no matter what happens tonight. I said, I have a show to do tomorrow.
We will still be here tomorrow. Yes.
We will be here all week. Well, I will not be here all week. I am leaving first thing Thursday morning, no matter what happens, no matter what has or has not been decided. My husband is taking me on a plane at 6 a.m. on Thursday with or without my laptop. That is still in the negotiation process right now of will I be able to take my laptop with me? I'm trying to make non-work arguments of why I need it, which include, well, what if we need to watch a movie on our computer?
Okay, that is the lamest excuse I have ever heard. You're on your honeymoon.
I know. But what if he sleeps in late sometimes? What if I want to get some stuff done in the morning?
Go for a walk on the beach. Cut yourself off. Give it at least for a week.
But I'm gone for 2 weeks.
I know, but disengage for at least a week. And then if it's driving you cuckoo, then you can get back.
Are you not addicted to your phone?
I never take my phone on vacation.
You don't take your phone on vacation?
No.
What if you get lost?
Well, my husband has his.
Okay.
But that way, I can't be on Twitter all the time.
Because you would.
Yes. Yes, I would. So I don't even take it when we go on vacation.
Wow, that is some self-restraint.
I mean, I've got my tablet. So if I'm really jonesing to make sure that the world hasn't ended, I can still check in. But with my phone, I'm just on it all the time. And he would be annoyed.
So is he has restraint that he can have his phone and not check it?
He's not on any social media.
Okay. So he literally just has it as a communication device to call and text.
Yes, and texting. My husband is English. We do, for the most part, speak the same language. Except when he's texting. He'll text like 3 words.
I think
I'm supposed to garner the meaning from that.
I don't know if that's so much as a English thing. I think that may be a man in his 60s thing.
You think?
Well, I know a certain specific man in his 60s who doesn't send a ton of texts that are more than 5 words.
He's
not English.
Okay. He has figured out how to send stickers, which I think he's very pleased with himself.
Does he have a Bitmoji? Do you have a Bitmoji?
I don't even know what that is.
A Bitmoji is it's technically an app where you can go create a rendering of yourself. So you basically can kind of create a cartoon character in your image, and you can choose your head shape and your eye shape and the color of your hair and your haircut, and you can give yourself outfits. And in the same way that we have emojis, which are kind of just the set standard, and now, you know, Apple eventually changed it so you could change the skin tone and some of the hair colors. Not a ton of options, but some. Mm-hmm. And like the white thumbs up versus, it's always weird when you get a white person who uses like a black thumbs up. It's like, what? Is this racist? I don't know. And
Brooke is dying.
And but the Bitmoji is it's supposed to look like you. But then there's all these different options of your Bitmoji saying hi or see you later or all these like, and there's different like happy Thanksgiving or happy Hanukkah. And they pop up for the holidays to send it as a text. I think you can also add them to like Instagram stories. It's a whole thing as far as being a animated version of yourself to send via communication on your smartphone. I think we need to make you one. We need to make you a Bitmoji. And we're going to put Jane and Kristen on all of our social media of just little pictures and stickers of ourselves interacting and having so much fun together.
Can I be as tall as you?
Sure.
Great. Can I weigh what Brooke weighs?
Sure.
Great.
This is not real. This is the real life.
Now I am totally in. I was not remotely interested before, and then we can make me younger. So
we'll make you younger.
Perfect.
So wait, but since I've only known you since having gray hair. What, were you a brunette?
I was blonde.
You were blonde.
Not a natural. I mean, I was blonde as a child.
Okay. Same.
And then by the time I was in high school, it started getting darker. And then I started using Sun-In, which is way before your time.
No, I used Sun-In.
Oh, did you?
I used Sun-In in the 90s into the aughts.
So I started using that in high school, and then I started dyeing my hair.
So, and then but eventually you're just like, I'll just let it grow.
It was the pandemic.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And because you couldn't get in to see a stylist.
Yeah.
Anyway. And my sister, who is 10 years older than me, had taken the step a couple years beforehand. And it takes a year or two unless you get it all cut off.
Chop it off,
and start from there. And I thought, This is a great time to do this.
Yeah.
This is a great time to do this. And it's not like I love my gray, but I have saved so much money from not having to color my hair anymore. That's been worth it. And it's not like I'm approaching my peak of cuteness. We kind of passed that valley a long time ago. So it's not like I'm concerned about having to impress people with my adorableness.
Well, it's funny because that was almost how I, that was basically not the gray, but the cost was how I ended up just having my natural hair color. Because for a long time, I didn't even know what my natural hair color was.
Oh, and I think that's common for a lot of women.
Because similar to you, I was a blonde child. Like I was like a towhead blonde child. And then I always swam every summer. Like I was a really good swimmer. And so I would be at swim practice every day in the summer. And the chlorine, my hair would be even more blonde.
Sure.
And so in the summer between 7th and 8th grade, did swim team, started 8th grade, puberty, all of a sudden my hair started growing in darker.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just had these, I had roots, as one does. And I think my mom took me to go get highlights to try to blend the roots with the blonde and not have it look like such a stark contrast. And then that started me just getting my hair highlighted. And then I moved to LA. And then I got very blonde. Anyone ever wants to see a very, very, very blonde Kristen, if you Google Kristen Brye, B-R-Y-E, and go to my IMDb page from when I was still acting, my headshots are on there. And I don't even know if the headshots capture, they're blonde, but there was, I mean, there was
it like white blonde?
It was, there's certain pictures I have of it was almost white blonde because for anyone, especially the men listening who don't color their hair, the way, Brooks just pulled it up, yeah. The way that you get your hair highlighted, because your hair is growing in darker, and so you're trying to not just dye it, but you're trying to blend it in. But ultimately, the bottom of your hair, the ends of your hair, only get more and more of that color.
Mm-hmm.
And so you only have more and more to blend. So then, when I quit acting, this segment's going totally off the rails. I was going to talk about the election, but
it's the bourbon.
Yes, totally. We'll blame that.
Sure.
So then I quit acting and I was very excited about not having to stay blonde. So then I dyed it brown and then I kind of got bored of that. So I started getting it highlighted again and it got very blonde again. Then I went through a breakup and instead of chopping it off, I dyed it bright red.
Oh, wow.
Like bright.
I'll show you.
Yeah. I was like, oh, let's do something. And like, that was very, that was most divisive, beauty choice I think I've ever made. There was multiple people in my life who loved it and thought it looked incredible. And there was multiple people who really did not like it. And there was not a lot of people in between.
Yeah.
But the thing about when you decide to dye your hair red is it stays red. It's hard to get out. And so then I started to grow it out and like try to dye it brown on top of that. And then I went back to blonde. And then it was circa 2017. I was blonde again and I was quitting my tech job, of which I was making tech money. And I was living in New York. And when I knew that I was going to quit that job and I was not going to have New York salon prices to keep dyeing my hair, I was like, yeah, all right, let's just figure out what my natural hair color is.
And I can't envision you any other way. It's just, it's lovely.
Thank you.
It is. And you have this lovely, naturally curly hair, and you have eyelashes like Bambi. And
it's true.
You do. And it just, I don't change it.
No, I will. At this point, I'm not. But it was funny to have the same process of puberty changing your hair color. And you, as a woman, as a young woman, maybe child, feeling like I need to start paying to get my hair done a certain way. And this this balance between self-expression, which I think your hair can be, but then also the pressure to not look quote unquote trashy because your roots are a certain length. And like and that's how early that starts.
Does any of that even apply anymore, though, now?
I don't know.
I mean, I saw a woman the other day. Her hair was orange. And, you know.
Brooke's hair is a little. What color would you say your hair is right now? It's like red or orange. Yeah. And so, but I love the idea of
your hair being a tool to express yourself, mm-hmm. and that you get bored and you want to change it up. It's far less permanent than a tattoo.
No question
and
about that.
I think me changing my hair as often as I did actually saved me from having multiple tattoos that I eventually would not want. I still have a Pinterest board. I still have a secret Pinterest board of all the tattoos I thought that I wanted.
Really?
And I look at some of them. I think I've joked before. There was a hot second that I wanted to get the lyrics to Defying Gravity tattooed on myself. Really happy I didn't do that one.
I don't even know where to start with this.
I like the lyrics of that song. You're defying gravity. I didn't need it tattooed on my body.
See, I think that that is a very generational thing.
Tattoos?
Yes. I do.
You have none?
No.
Ever thought about it?
Never.
Never. Was it because your mother threatened to kill you if you got one?
No, that was pierced ears.
Do you not have your ears pierced either?
I do. Okay. No, but I mean, that it just was never anything that ever appealed to me.
Okay. Is it the needles?
No, I'm not afraid of needles. If I want something to celebrate something or commemorate something, I'm buying a nice piece of jewelry. And Fair. That way I can take it off when it doesn't fit with what I'm wearing. You can't do that with a tattoo.
You cannot do that with a tattoo.
No, you can't. You can't.
Even the best makeup.
No, you can't switch it out like that.
No.
So I just was always leery of the permanence of that. Because again, I still think of Johnny Depp and Winona forever.
Yeah.
Which ultimately became Wino forever. Because they broke up.
Well, and also because he's an alcoholic.
Well, there's that too.
But this is actually the best. I don't even know if you picked up on this. So my single tattoo, I'll say this before we have to go to break. I have one singular tattoo. Mm-hmm. It is a compass rose on my foot that I drew myself when I was in high school. And I still like the design. I got it to trust the direction that you're headed in because I was quitting acting and I didn't exactly know what was next. And for 2 years, I had this tattoo on my foot. I liked the way it looked, especially when I was in heels, thought it looked great. And I transferred to Berkeley, got to school, and still friends with this person. And he grabbed my foot when we were out one night. He goes, "Your tattoo's wrong."
Oh no.
I said, "What do you mean my tattoo's wrong?" He goes, "Your tattoo's wrong. Your north and south are the, like, everything's backwards." And I was like, "Well, no, I wanted west to go forward. Like, I wanted west to be the top of my foot because it's good luck to go west." And I went west from Wisconsin to California. And he goes, "Well, yeah, but if that's west, that should be north." And lo and behold, it took me 2 years to figure out that my tattoo artist had flipped around the transparent piece of paper to trace the tattoo onto my foot. But the great story is that made it into our vows. Michael's vows at our wedding was, "I'm so happy that your tattoo artist back in California got your tattoo wrong, so you didn't know which way west was, so you made your way back here to me."
Oh, that's a... We love that, Michael Sampson.
We love that, Michael Sampson. All right. Yeah. We're going to take another break. Final break of the day before we wrap up today's show, this Election Day coverage show. Stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Class heroes, I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out The Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies overnight with a chance for scattered snow showers. Lows dip down to about 19. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 26. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 15. A dusting of snow overnight with another inch Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Listen to the whole song. It's a great song.
Scott Kuchka, who follows us on Twitter, follows us on Ask Us Wisconsin, is the one who had suggested that I pull the wonderful Neil Diamond's America, and it gets me all choked up.
Does it?
Yes.
Is it, what's Bruce Springsteen's? So the Neil Diamond's Coming to America, and then what's Bruce Springsteen's big, because I was talking to a friend once who has... She grew up doing, like, going to this, like, very fun summer camp. And she said one of the traditions every year is that the camp counselors would do a, like, sing-off and, like, a whole mashup between Neil Diamond and Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, cool.
And they're competing, Born in the USA. So it would be Born in the USA compared to, and, like, mashed up with Coming to America. And she just made it sound like it was so fun. And I was like, oh, that's, I feel like that's like good, really two good competing America
songs. I don't
songs.
Know that the messages are exactly
they're
the
not.
Same.
They're not.
I think Neil Diamond's, I mean, it's so hopeful and aspirational and positive. And
yeah.
It just, the orchestration and everything just, just makes me feel good.
Did you ever see him live?
I did.
Was it? I wonder if you and my mom were at the same. That was like my mom's, like, still to this day, I would say she loves Neil Diamond, but she specifically, because you two are around, she's a little bit older than you, but you're around the same age. And she spent her first year of college at UWM, and her aunt, my godmother, who's 10 years older, so she still was a young woman. Mm-hmm. She would have been in her late 20s. And she talks about when they saw Neil Diamond live in Milwaukee and just how life-altering that was.
Yeah, I saw Neil Diamond live at Summerfest with my oldest friend, who I'm having dinner with tonight,
okay,
Beth Ann, and it poured the entire show. I mean, it wasn't spitting. It was pouring. Rain running down your back. It's pouring. So I really like Neil Diamond, just not when I'm wet.
Did you stay and watch the whole show, though?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, of course you did.
It was very squishy.
Would you do that today?
Never.
Is there any artist you would do that today for?
Oh, boy. I'd have to have really spectacular, because we were way up on the grass.
Oh, okay.
It's not like we could, you know, we had a good close-up of Neil. We were miles away. I would have to have third row seats. in order to sit through rain. I would, okay. I would, I'm too, you know me now. I'm way too crabby. That would never fly.
Trying to think if there's anything I would. It also depends on what kind of rain. A summer rain is fine. Summer warm rain.
This was a summertime. This was at Summerfest.
But I know, but you're saying like, but you still stood there. So it clearly wasn't that bad.
No, we sat. It was awful. And I just remember sitting there. We were with her mother. That's why we had to stay, because Mom wanted to stay.
Oh.
And he did his little drum thing, which is always part of his, it's always part of his shtick, I think. That steel drums.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was like, I don't care, Neil. I don't care about your steel drums. I just want to go home and get socks.
So you're crabby then, too.
Yes. There are through lines through my life, Kristen.
Mortician, yes. Cynicism, crabby.
We're all going to die.
All right. Well, today was a fun show.
It was.
You know, today was a very fun show. I feel better now than I did 3 hours ago.
Good.
And not that there's a reason to feel bad. It's just the anticipation is high. There's still a lot to do today. There's still a lot of shows left as far as civic media is concerned. We obviously have Chad Holmes and Julian Tangents coming up after today's our show right now. And then Devil's Advocates will start at 4 p.m. I will be on Devil's Advocates at 4:30.
Yeah, you got a lot of stuff going on. Yeah.
And then at 7 p.m., tune back in because that is when our special broadcast will kick off across all of the civic media stations. You can also download the app. I will be on with Luke Mathers from 7 to 8. Polls close at 8. And then I will be bouncing around, probably refreshing my phone a lot as things come in, trying to not only obviously look at the outcomes for the top of the ticket races for governor and U.S. Senate, but also all of these down ballot races. That are so important that will dictate a lot of what happens in Wisconsin. And so I have a busy day. So we'll see. I'm trying to think of what we should do tomorrow.
Well,
like,
again,
what's going to not take? Greg Bach will be back.
Yes. Greg Bach will be back. It is Wednesday.
We have Judge Derek Mosley, who I'm very excited to meet for the first time in person. He is a beloved figure in the Milwaukee area. He's one of the most popular wedding officiants.
I have no idea.
I'm going to talk to him about that. He also has a new job at Marquette, so we're going to talk about that. Also, the mayor of Waukesha is going to be here to talk about the upcoming year anniversary of the Waukesha Parade and what the city of Waukesha has planned. I can't believe it's already been a year.
I know. But yes, he is going to be joining us.
He'll also be joining us. And then, so tomorrow will be a good day. But I'll have to figure out, besides the election, that there probably will still be a lot. I don't know.
I just don't think things are going to get all neatly wrapped up tonight.
I don't think so either. And so I think there's going to be a lot of analysis and explanations and trying to, once again, explain why Milwaukee takes longer to count than other parts of the state. There may be people who, because I think there's still this idea of this, the same thing that happened in 2020 with a red mirage of which votes get counted first versus in person, absentee, early. And until it's called, it's not over.
Right.
And so remember that, but also come back. So come back at 4:30. Well, actually, stay tuned. Just never turn civic media off.
Just have us on.
Just have us on all the time. Tell Alexa, just keep it going. Keep her going. Keep her moving.
Keep her moving.
Keep her moving.
Thank
as
you,
Charlie Behrens would say.
Mm-hmm.
But for now,
go vote.
Go vote. If you haven't voted yet, tell three friends to vote. Tell more than three friends to vote. There's free rides from Souls the Polls if you're in the Milwaukee area. You can get 50% off your ride to your polling spot if you use Lyft or Uber. There's so many resources out there. You can still register to vote. If you haven't registered, just bring a proof of residence and your photo ID. But for now, I'm going to take a little bit of a break. Going to have lunch. Come back at 4:30 and hear me again, or come back at 7. It's a big day, long day. Go vote. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing.
Douglas LaFollette. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Good to be here, Mike. Across the country, in most every state, the Secretary of State is the person who is in charge of the election. And we've seen lots of hanky-panky in Florida back during the Al Gore elections, in Ohio and Georgia and Arizona and Michigan.
We appreciate you coming around, sir.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at NHT.